They go tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing my hat.
Yeah, baby.
Word up, baby. How you doing, baby?
Man, rocking and rolling. Yo, I'm here because we just finished filming, you know, episode 50 of the Don't Blink podcast. Episode 50, Epps. Yo, it's been a
episode
journey.
Episode 50. Like,
yes.
Dude, I remember I was one of the first ones to come on that show, man.
Yep.
Big shout to a couple of WWE superstars, a couple of Latin artists up in there. Shout out to my man DJ Laz, been up on there.
I see
a lot of podcasts been moving. Yeah, there go the legendary stage right there. There it goes.
Look at that.
Yeah. Awesome. Oosh.
That's a monster right there. So, yeah, man. Epps, you came on. You shut it down. You know what I mean? It was a great episode. And we got to catch up, man. And we got to talk about a lot of great things. Reminisce about everything that we've been able to accomplish in our lives. How we've been able to work together, support each other, vibe with each other, be there for each other. And it's amazing, man, to be here, man. For real.
And with all that you just said, man, I just have to appreciate your friendship, man. And you one of those guys that never switched, you know what I mean? You would never change, you know what I mean? You've always been A1 since day one. And I appreciate your artistry as well, man. Like, you are one great Latin artist. I see how you be freestyling out there. A lot of people don't know how to freestyle still these days. But, you know, you kick a verse and, you know, it's straight off the dome sometimes, man. And I appreciate that from an artist like you, man. Too nice, man. It's in the building right about now. Everybody's coming alive.
Let me get them hearts, though. Let me get them hearts going. Let me get them hearts going, baby. Let's get it
Ladies, popping. We want the hearts. Let me try to... Where's Rayvon, man? We're going to get Rayvon in there.
Yeah, they're them hearts going. They're them hearts going. Yeah.
There they go. Shout out to Manny. You know what it is.
Epps, I don't really be doing like stuff like this. So right here, right now, on the screen, can I see the comments or am I not supposed to see the comments and people talking or whatnot?
I leave them on. I leave them on because my Team Epps fan base is all love.
They loving it.
Yeah, you'll find one out of the blue that just probably the first time coming on this page and want to try to disrespect, but Team Epps, the whole crowd in here.
Yo, Epps, we doing things different around here.
I see you, like,
you know we doing
half beard, half, you know what I mean?
I just added this little portion right here. It's like the sand on the beach. This is sand on the beach side right here. This is the big waves on this side. Yo, Lisa. Epps, it's all about the letter rip season. And the letter rip season is all about, you know, motivating yourself, striving yourself, pushing yourself. And there was this one thing that I was battling, you know what I'm saying? It was an inner battle, you know, in the culture and in the entertainment business that we live in, which is like stereotyping and, you know, criticism and the hate. And sometimes throughout this journey, we could get lost into that.
Oh, yeah.
And lose our authenticity, lose our creativity, you know, and lose the passion to why we really love doing what we do because we really love it, you know?
Absolutely.
And I felt like I just needed to put myself on the edge right there. And I knew they were going to talk. I knew they were going to say something, but it's still here. And the doubters turn into believers, and those believers, we turning them into leaders.
That's what it is.
And bars.
We become history makers.
Yes.
Why?
Yo, he looking like he in the studio already right now. We about to drop a verse.
Yo.
Rayvon.
What's good? What's good, man?
What's going on, family?
What's popping, huh? How's everything? Everything's good, man. Everything's good over here, man. You know what I mean? We over here. You
cooking over there?
Yeah, I cook up some things. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. Everybody, if you just tuned in, this is Too Nice on the left, Rayvon on the right, man. Two great artists. And I happened to have the pleasure to bring them in the studio, and we cooked up and made some history. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, Rayvon, what's
yes,
up,
sir.
What you been up to, man? What's going on over there, man?
Man, just over here on the grind, the music grind. Got some new music out. Pushing along with the Turn Up Party. You know what I mean? People peep that ICU record with Sugar Bear. Yeah, man. Without You, produced by Shaggy. also
now that you just mentioned
along with Shaggy. Yeah, we work.
Oh, and the connection is wild. Work. Yo, yeah, right quick, yeah, Rayvon, when Shaggy posted our stuff, I went crazy. I know he's your fam, but I know he's family to you. I was like, Shaggy done posted us? What?
Man.
Yeah, man.
The numbers went up when that happened.
And that was like a dream come true. I'm a huge Shaggy fan, man. And we actually got a song, me and Cito, called No Fui Yo, which in Spanish is It Wasn't Me. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Yo, Rayvon, thank you so much, bro. That was awesome.
Yeah, man. Respect. You know, working, man. We working.
Tell us, you know, let's give Shaggy his flowers right quick, man. How did you and Shaggy link up to create those mega records that you guys did? It Wasn't Me and some of them joints, them sing-along songs that everybody loved to hear on the Caribbean side. You know what I mean? International, too, as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we linked up a good while ago, like in the 90s, you know? And yeah. We started with a the song that kind of pushed out everything was a song called Big Up, Big Up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. After that song came out, you know, it kind of some history started being made after that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, between him and myself, you know, I did, we did a song called Nice and Lovely. And then I branched off a little bit and I did No Guns, No Murder and Pee and Pretty.
Yeah.
And then it was Boombastic after that. And then we did a song called In the Summertime. You know, that song hit the Billboard and I think like in the top five in the UK.
Uh-huh.
And also in the States, it's featured on a lot of TV shows that kicked open some more doors. And then they came a song called Angel, you know, and that song really like.
That was the game changer right there.
Yeah. Kicked open some doors. Yeah. You know, but, you know, in the middle of that, there were some other songs too that kind of, you know.
Of course, your consistency, boy, your consistency. And you was letting it rip for sure.
The combination with you guys, man, was just unbelievable, man. You know what I mean? The voice, the writing, everything just complement each other, man. So, you know, big up on that legacy, man. And
hell yeah. And shout out to Chris. Shout out to DJ Chris for producing that. You know what I'm saying? That's my right hand, super duper, my confidant. So shout out to Chris, man. It was amazing to be able to have all four of us like that.
So in case anybody don't know what we're talking about, the record that I played before the show or you hear on my live all the time is called Turn Up Party. On all platforms right now is DJ S featuring Too Nice and Rayvon, man. And the idea was like, you know, I was learning how to put records together. And I said, you know what, let me go ahead and try to put my first Latin American Caribbean record, you know what I mean, together. And, you know, I wanted to reach out to somebody that, you know, that I know had like some popping reggae joints out there. And as I was on the road with Rayvon, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, I said, you know what, that record right there is, you know, the turned up party, the rhythm that, you know, I would want to try to flip, you know what I mean? And get a Latin artist to be part of it. So once I told Rayvon, yeah, man, we wanted to do Turn Up Party and everybody, you know, sing along to the record. You know what I mean?
Hey. Yeah.
And for me to link up with Too Nice, and Too Nice said, "Yo, I have the top producer that's gonna just take this record to the next plateau." Big shout to DJ Chris, all my Nicaraguans over there. We're gonna talk about that in a few minutes too. It was a great combination. It was a great a great dinner plate. You know what I mean? Recipe that we all cooked up and we made happen, and I just want to thank you guys for helping me create that, and you know, it's on all platforms right now, so everybody please go ahead and download Turn Up Party
check by it, Too Nice
and Rayvon.
Check it. Check it.
No, it was to me, man, it was an honor, you know, especially now at least where I'm at now in my life and how I'm like seeing certain things and seeing things with from another point of view and a different perspective. You know, I've been seeing my friends like, yo, like, why haven't we done something? Like, I've been reaching out Epps, like writing like a record with you and then having Rayvon on the vibe. Like, yo, boom, that's it. Like, all I need is one. You know what I mean? It would be great to have 20, 10, you know what I mean? But just one for the legacy of my life and legacy of like my journey, you know what I'm saying, in my musical career and us being creators. You know what I mean? All I need is one, bro. And I've been reaching out this whole year after the pandemic. I've been reaching out to all my peers that I've seen come up, that we've done shows before. And it's like, yo, how we don't have a song? Like, time is of the essence. Like, we need it now. Like, you my dog. Like, I ain't even talking about split. Like, we gonna figure that out, obviously. But it's just having a song with my peer, you know what I mean? With a friend. Like, that shit is dope, man. With Epps, we done travel together. And having a song together like this, it was an honor for you to have me in mind, man. You know what I mean?
And for me to go to certain areas such as Dominican Republic and you know, just other states from different markets and Caribbean places, and I drop it, and for other DJs to look over my, you know, the laptop and be like, what the hell is he playing? Like, bro, I need that right there. You know what I mean? And not only that, man, like on Rayvon's part two, man, he's been on the road and I see him got it in Africa. I see got it in certain areas, man. And you know, the record is you. What they say, you can't deny a hit record.
There you go.
Right. Can't deny.
And the video coming soon. So everyone watching, you know what I'm saying? You know, we did the record. Pandemic happened. And then after pandemic, right, 2021, right, we figuring it out. You know, we back outside. We traveling. We stacking it up. And the video, we definitely gonna shoot the video soon.
In the meantime, you gotta put back up that we gotta put back up the behind the scenes video.
You know
what I mean? Because when I flew out to Miami to record with y'all, man. Yeah. You know, we was in Cool and Trey studio and it was turned up.
Definitely.
We did a little behind the scenes movie. We gotta repost that.
I don't know how to be doing it, but he be doing it.
yeah, man. Tell him.
Hey, everybody that just tuned in, I got Too Nice and Rayvon in the building, man. Share the live, buy a badge if you want to support your boy. I appreciate that. Don't forget it, man. These guys right here are very international. Now, if you're an artist and you want to link up with these guys, hit that DM, man. Trust me, man. They might, you know, pop up in your city. And, you know what I mean? Y'all do a feature. I don't want to speak for them, but I'm pretty sure it's wide open because, you know, you never know.
No, for sure.
That's right.
For sure. Even us, bro.
It's a lot of talent out there.
Even us, bro. Let's go for round two. You know what I mean? Let's go for round two. Hey,
so, Rayvon, you know, I had a pleasure to go on the road with Rayvon. And I'm going to go with you first, Ray. So, you called me up. It was like, oh, my G, I need a DJ. I need a DJ to go with me to Cuba. I'm like, Cuba? What part of Cuba was it again?
Nah, but it was actually Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo
Bay.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Bam.
We went to perform for the troops. Yeah.
Exactly.
For the troops. Exactly. That's crazy.
If y'all would have been full Latin, like the Latin community, the Cuban community out here would have roasted. It would have been mayhem.
Absolutely right.
In Cuba, right. Luckily, we're in our vibe. Like, we don't really see it like that. You know what I mean? And performing for the troops, I'm sure. How that make you feel, Rayvon? How was that experience?
Ray got a call, I think.
How was it for you? You went right.
I'm clean.
It was awesome. Like, first of all, I didn't know how much, you know, Jamaicans was just sitting on the edge of the island like that. You know what I mean? And then, you know, for the troops, man, they were just happy that, you know, us Americans came over there and Caribbean Americans just came over there and showed them some love and you know, right, took right. them out of their element for a second and just to have a great time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ray, remember anything of that trip?
Yeah, man, I remember the whole trip. You know what I mean? The small engine plane
that was over there. God.
Come on, remember that?
Somebody
was in the plane, almost crying, but I ain't gonna call no names. Yo, there was turbulence.
There was some turbulence, of course. And then it was engine plane. It's like, you know, somebody was crying, but I ain't, you know.
No, I'm not gonna cry. He was holding on.
I was not crying, but there was some panicking, like, you know, looking over, like, oh shit.
Oh my God! Those are the type of planes that was using to smuggle shit, and now they taking F over there.
We don't know nothing about that.
We seen documentaries. We seen documentaries and things like that. Right. That's where I get the information from. Right. I don't know nothing.
Yo, you're a fool, man. But yeah,
well, you was
there was a little panicking. I ain't gonna lie. There was a little panicking, but there was no tears. You know what I mean? I was a grown man.
Right.
Hey, I would have been crying. I don't care. Guess what?
Yeah. When we got there, the food was great. Everything was awesome, man. And Ray, I appreciate you for letting me experience that with you, man. That was a great show, man. You know what I mean? And to be a DJ as well, man. We shut it down for the first time like if we was on tour forever.
Mm. Yes. The crowd loved it. The energy was good. It was a memorable show for me. You know what I mean? It was a memorable show. Definitely.
Now,
you know what I mean?
For two nights, you know, I'm heading to Nicaragua, and you know, this Haitian boy Wonder is not the best. So I was like, I need to bring a Latin artist to go out there with me and shut it down. So I had to make a phone call to Two Nights and said, Two Nights, let's go to Nicaragua. We're going to go to tour. We're going to go hit up Estali. We're going to hit up Managua.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to go shut those things down. And yo, Two Nights, man. That trip made me realize, I always knew you were a great artist, but it just made me realize that you could go anywhere and just capture a crowd, you know, with your voice alone and how you entertain them. And then your music, you know what I mean? It just you know, seals the coffin, you know what I mean?
Damn, thank you. Hey, that's all the practice, bro. That's all the practice. So we could turn around and be like, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym. Yeah, hell yeah, Epps was. We was shooting in the gym. And man, and those things, man, I gotta commend, like, how I started, you know what I'm saying? My musical journey, like, as a hype man, as a backup dancer. It's almost like I made my way to the front, you know, to have the mic in my hand. And then being able to learn throughout that process of what it's like to be in on stage, what it's like to crowd control, you know, and have that at the palm of your hand, like from people that don't know you. That's the hardest thing to do. How you control people that don't know you, that have never heard you, you know what I mean? Like, how can you capture them in that quick 10-minute, quick 15-minute? Because I ain't the headliner. I just got a little spot, you know what I mean? So I got to be able to, and I shout out to Cito Rocks. I shout out, you know, Platano, Sofla Kings, you know, Baja Panti, you know, growing up throughout that era and just being able to play my position, which is like, just, you know, enjoy the vibe, enjoy the ride, and just learn. And we're here now. So thank you, Epps, you know what I'm saying? And then watching you and growing up next to you, shit.
Man, Two Nights, you remember that Wishing Well?
Oh, I how can I not? That was the first Wishing Well I ever been to. With Epps,
so we went to in Nicaragua. We went to a famous Wishing Well, Raymond, in Nicaragua, and we dropped a couple of coins in there and made some wishes, man.
All right. And, who made the wish, and which wish came true?
Say it again?
Something, which wish came true? Because something got to happen by now.
Man, I'm going to be honest with you, a couple of them happened. You know what I mean?
All right.
I believe the main one, which is the fact why, like, we're still here, you know, like, that's a phrase that I've, especially after going through, like, the pandemic that we didn't even know what the hell was that, like, you know what I'm saying, shit was happening, and all hell was breaking loose, we didn't even know this, that, that, and then, and to unfortunately have people, you know, lose their lives through that process, and family members, friends, friends of friends, and just seeing all of that, and to right now still be here, like, yeah, the wish to still be here, like, that's happening every day. And if we
absolutely,
and we threw it down there, I remember actually walking up, Rayvon, I was actually walking up to the thing, right? And I looked down, I'm like, what the hell? First, we just walked into it, like, we just, oh wow, and they're telling us a story, oh yeah, literally. And you just look pitch black, I'm like, yo, are we gonna throw something? I don't know, are you gonna throw? Yeah, I think we should do it, and let's make a wish. He was like, what? Yeah, let's do it, we can do it, and then we did it. And we stood there. The only thing that was missing is for us to hold hands and say our wish together. But that's how the vibe was, because we were there. We got quarters and shit. It was like,
absolutely, man. And one of those wishes was to go on tour, probably also to just continue our legacy as long as we possibly can.
Yeah,
and meet up with people like Rayvon and do a hit record. Like Turned Up Party, which I'm about to play right now, man. So,
okay,
guys, sit back, relax for 1 second while we show everybody our hit records that we created. And everybody is on all platforms right now. It's called Turned Up Party, featuring Rayvon and Too Nice right here. Hey, everybody on your smart TV, turn it up. Whoa. Let's go.
DJ Epps.
MP3Wax.com. We break records.
Hey, yo, Epps, let these motherfuckers know.
Turn your body so nice. Break by history makers.
Turn your body.
DJ Epps, turn up.
When we're having a turn up party, people moving with the vibe. Wearing Fendi and Versace, feeling rich and feeling high. Drinking rosé with my baby, blowing that hookahs to the sky. We having a turn up party.
Brand new joint, brand new joint, brand new joint. Turn to party. Word up. Rayvon. DJ Epps. DJ Chris. Too Nice. Huh?
I say, yeah, I'm on one body, I'm friendin' body, I'm looking at mommy, moving up body, I like the way she do it, she put her back into it, you see that while she's leaning on, I'm about to put her through it, as I slide in close, never doing the most, never been with a Dominican, I'ma give her a dose, she says she likes the reggae, with a little lack of vibe, I said, baby, this the way we turn up in the 305, nos seguimos calentando, peleando, sin pensar en la gente que están velando, tú te vas conmigo, mami, tú lo sabes. You looking hella fun in that baby blue. I'm lining up a couple shots of 1942. And ain't no telling what's gonna happen or what we gonna do. But I'm down for anything if we turning up with the crew.
Wearing Fendi and Versace, feeling rich and feeling high. Drinking rosé with my baby, blowing that good goose to the sky. We having a turned up party. We having a turned up party.
Sherry Joseph, what's up? Alex, I see you. Lady Blue One, we see you. DJ La Bonita, how you doing? Yeah, Chino Music, what up, family? Reba, what's good? DJ America, I see you, baby. Brand new, turn to party. Great fun, too nice. DJ, I'm saying.
Can I come over and pour you a drink with me? Oh, if you do, when you send me the weed, everything line up, everything sing. Party a go on, everything sing. Cause the pineapple cuts my eyes get in. Think me no see you when you're pretty like me. Collect to me thing just like a coupling. Everything right, nothing I drink. What the party shot? What the party hot? What the party hot?
Too nice, where you at?
Nos seguimos calentando, perreando, sin pensar en la gente que están velando. Tú te vas conmigo, mami.
mami, tú lo sabes. De ese candado que tienes, yo tengo la llave.
Wearing Fendi and Versace, being in return really high, drinking rosé with my baby, blowing that good good style. We have been a turned up party. We have been a turned up party.
Shout out, boy DJ Chris on the production. Word up, all my Nicaraguans. Big up, big up. Rent the status in the building. Nada. Yeah. Platforms right now. Go get it. Turn
the
party,
Rayvon.
Two nice DJ
apps.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. More fire. Let me get them hearts. Let me get them hearts in there. Let me get them hearts in there.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Get the hearts.
Heart it up. 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 Heart it. That's what I'm talking about. Turned up.
And I'm very proud to say that I put that together, man, and that record is, you know, for it to still have legs and we haven't even dropped the video for it just yet, man. It's just awesome, man. That's just another ticking bomb, another bomb ready to explode on people. Get ready, man. Turns up party, Rayvon, and Two Nice.
Great music is timeless, you know. Yeah. Great music is timeless, and when we get into space, like, we ain't rushing. Like, it's timeless. Like, I guess we could start pushing that song 2 months from now. Who cares if it's a year? It don't matter. It's still a hit record.
And for when the pandemic to hit, unfortunately, you know what I mean? Like, it kept the internet busy, man. I can't front. Yeah. Like, I was watching the numbers grow and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, because we kept moving.
True that.
Like, pandemic didn't stop us. Like, we just had a setback, figure it out. All right, cool. That's the route. Let's go. Boom, 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 man.
We came together in a whole different way.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, came together in a whole different way.
Because a lot of people, including myself, when I first met you, thought you was Jamaican. Let them know where you from, man.
Yeah, I was born in Barbados.
Uh-huh.
Big up all the Bajans out there. Yeah. Barbados in the news today, actually. You know what I mean? It broke away from the Queen.
Oh, man. That's
Yeah. They became a republic today. Yeah.
Wow, that's huge.
And he got Rihanna's number, all right? So, you know, don't get on, you know, right? Relax.
Yeah, they made her national hero today too, as well. So congrats to
hell yeah, women empowerment. Rihanna.
Yes, right. Yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
So are you going on tour anytime soon, Rayvon, man? Talk to the people. Let them know where they can find you, man.
Look, Rayvon is on tour right now. Right now, you think he's in his house? He ain't in his house. He's in that's the hotel.
Man. I give that to him. He's always moving, man.
Hell yeah.
I mean, even the pandemic even put a little cramp in everything. But
yeah,
you know what I mean? You know, it's a blessing still to be able to move around in certain places. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're not able to go as much places as before because, you know, there's a lot of places under restrictions, quarantines, this. What's today is not what's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, but it's still, you know, just got back from Atlanta. Big up everybody out there that came out to the events out there in the ATL. And, you know.
Damn, you went to shot. He was in Atlanta. Yeah, he was real close to us. Yeah, yeah. He was real close to us, Raven.
I was right there. I was right there. You know what I mean? So hopefully before the year is out, I gotta get down there.
Make the call. Bring him back. Epps, come on, make the call. Bring him back. We open.
Yeah, because step back into Miami, man.
Come on, we're gonna shut down the club in Wynwood. One of those spots. We're gonna get the whole night.
I know, Epps, I see you got them spots. I know it is. What's going on?
Look, now that we're on the horn like this.
We got Christmas. I got a birthday coming up. We got a lot of stuff going on. Got the video shoot. Come on, baby.
Yo, Rayvon, when's your birthday? Rayvon, when's your birthday?
What?
When's your birthday, Rayvon? When's your birthday?
Somebody's calling him right now.
Go ahead.
I think it was January.
January?
When's your birthday, Ray?
Martin Luther King weekend. So that's already a holiday weekend right there.
Like, oh,
no work, no school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
That weekend's already fire. Hold up though. Hold up though. Hold up though. They got DJ voice. Weekend. Hold up though. Oh my God.
Fire weekend. All right,
let's see what's up. Let's see.
We gotta make some plans. We gotta make some plans tonight.
Hell yeah. Let's see
what 2022.
If the powers that be is only right.
And my guy, Too Nice, you know, he's representing DR. By the way, all my Dominicans that's in the building, I'll be there February 24th.
What's up? You don't need a translator? You don't need a translator to go there, right? Yeah, what's up,
bro? What happened?
Let's continue. He left me out of that pie.
Left me out.
I think that's the move, man. I think we should all go.
Damn. What? When is it? January 1?
Yeah, when you going?
February 24th. I want to say that's Carnival weekend, isn't it?
Come on. I don't know, but it's whatever weekend we got to go.
Believe it or not, it's a great Haitian Latin party that goes on over there called Chill Out Thursday. So they got
the folks
over there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man, to have you guys over there with me, I think it'll be a crazy movie. So we're going to talk about that and see how we could get you guys out there as well.
That'll be awesome. My dates is available.
Too Nice. Talk to me quickly about Don't Blink podcast in 1 minute if you can.
Man, Don't Blink podcast is the illest and realest podcast on the planet. You know what I'm saying? Next to DJ Epps and Friends. And it's amazing. It's with me and my compadre. Yuli Monster, Mr. 3 Second Knockout, fastest knockout in combat sports history. And we came together. It's been a year already. We came together. We're building. This is one of the platforms that we've been able to build amongst all of us and the whole team. It's own.co. I say it again. It's own.co. You know what I'm saying? We came together. We created this company, and we've just been creating platforms to... me to put out my music, us to have great guests and just connect, you know what I'm saying, with all our friends and all our peers and have that heart-to-heart moment, have that flower-giving moment, because everyone that's been on, you know, has definitely have a story. And is that a minute? Not yet? I still got 10 seconds? Last 10 seconds, all I'm going to say is welcome to the Let It Rip Season 2, and 2022 is welcome to the Let It Rip Season 3.
Man, so congratulations on all those episodes, man. Congratulations on that, man. And I'm glad to be part of it. And I'm sure when Rayvon touched down in Miami, you got another episode coming.
Oh, for sure, without a doubt. Yo, Rayvon, come on.
Let it rip.
You're going to sit right here.
You're going to sit. Ah! Let's make a song called Let It Rip. Like on some Jamaican vibe. Let it rip. Like with the horns and apps.
That's music right there. It's spontaneous. It's not planned.
We let it rip.
That plan.
You guys are amazing, man. And I just love y'all energy, man, from two different worlds, man. And I can't wait to see you guys again, man. Thank you again for staying A1 as usual, man. And I hope your family's blessed. I hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving. I hope to see you very soon as next month.
Yes.
I want you guys to have a happy holidays, man, and get ready for the brand new year, man. Rayvon, man, you want to let everybody know where to catch you or any new things coming up before you get up out of here?
Yo, all the peeps out there, you can check me at the #1 Rayvon. You know what I mean? That's everything. Twitter, IG, everything. Check the new video is coming. You know what I mean? Check the ICU. Now that we found love. You know what I mean? The turn up party. A lot of stuff out there. Drive me crazy without you. Yeah, man. Holy for music.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, man. That's how it is.
Hey, Rayvon, look. That's where we at. Hey, since we're already here, if you got one, you know, put it out to the side right quick. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you got a little something, just put it over to the side. You know what I mean? Send it to Epps.
Right.
Come on. We ready.
Throw that out of you.
Yeah. Hey, let it rip. I ain't, you know, don't let me hit the button again.
Is there anything you want to shout out before you get up out of here?
Yo, everybody watching, you know what I'm saying? Thank you so much for tuning in. History makers. We were never created to live an average life. We were created to be history makers. Positive vibes only. And we here. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the Let It Rip season 2. Thank you, Epps. I love you, my brother. I love you. I love you. Love you too.
Yes, yes.
Rocking, baby. Let me get them hearts. No, let me get them hearts.
Get them hearts up for that boy, man. Everybody on Smart TVs, man. Everybody else on Instagram, Periscope, YouTube Live, Facebook Live. I appreciate y'all tuning in. My guy, Ray Vaughn, and Too Nice in the building. Yeah, all my Latin American people, all my Caribbean people, big up, man. I had to make this happen for you guys, and we are looking forward to making more music for you guys, so get ready for that, all right, man? Hell in the meantime, we
got to hold up. What?
You
can hear me? Can you hear me still?
Yeah.
Let it go.
You want a hat? You want to look as cool as Epps? And if you want to look as cool as me, historymakers02.com. Historymakers02.com if you want to look as cool as Epps and me.
Let me do my Ray Bun impersonation. Let's go. Yeah, big up.
That was good. That was good. Oh my God. That was good.
Yo, you guys have a good night. I love y'all, my brothers.
Yeah, bless up, man. Bless up, man. Big up all the people out there.
You know what it is, IG, man. Live. Drew Solo in the building. I see you guys. You know what it is, man. Ray Vaughn, Too Nice. I love y'all, man. Be easy, all right?
Love you, bro. Thank you, Ray Vaughn.
One love.
Woo, man. These guys are amazing, man. Word up, man. DJ Epps, Ray Vaughn, Too Nice in the building, man. I appreciate them coming through. You know what it is, man.